Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. And I got some interesting statistics that I think you're going to want to hear about our area where we all live. And I'm going to set it up by saying we are besieged by social problems now in the New York City area, 16 million people. We have a lot of bad people, and you will when you have 16 million. So I always peg it at 10% of people are inherently evil for whatever reason. So if you have 16 million, that means 1.6 million evil people are running around. A lot of people. The other thing is that poverty drives criminality. So if you are making a lot of money, yeah, you can be a white-collar criminal like Bernie Madoff, and you're greedhead and you want more, more, more. Okay. But street crime and things like that, that's driven by poverty. So in the census that's taken all over the United States, there's financial information, and I'm going to give you some right now. So the median household income in Manhattan is about $100,000. That means half make more, half make less. Poverty rate in Manhattan is 17% because above 110th Street, you've got a lot of poor people. And 17%, that's a lot of poor people. In Brooklyn, the poverty rate is 20%, median income, $77,000. Bronx, listen to this, Bronx, poverty rate, 27%, median income, $47,000. That by far and away is the most troubled borough, the poorest borough, because a lot of new people there, immigrants there, and there's a cycle of poverty there. So the Bronx is, you know, trouble. Queens is the most affluent of the five boroughs. $105,000 median income, 13% poverty. Staten Island, 11% poverty, $97,000 median income. All right, those are the five boroughs. You go up to Westchester, 8% poverty rate, $108,000 median income. Nassau, where I live, $137,000 median income here. That's an affluent county. 6% poverty. And the poverty is located in just a few areas. Uniondale, Hempstead, Malvern, those places. Suffolk, $120,000 median income. Poverty rate, 7%. So you can see that the suburbs have more income and less poverty. Now, that's always the way it is, all right, because people in the cities with the tenements and the public housing and all of that, the poor have a tendency to go there. If you're poor in Nassau County where the homes cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, you're hosed. Yeah, there's some public housing, but not much. So when you look at it, and the socialist communist cadres, the progressives, they say we can wipe out poverty by being communists, taking from the affluent and giving to the poor, and then everybody balances out. That never works. Hasn't worked anywhere in the world, ever. It just brings everybody down. And the final factor about economics is drugs and alcohol, substance abuse. So a lot of people flee their lives by getting high, and they become addicted, and that's all they do. They're not productive, they can't hold a job, so they're on the dole, they have to commit crimes to get the money to buy the junk and the booze, whatever it may be. You take the drug equation out, and you could, but it'd be harsh, but you could do it, okay? Poverty rate is going to drop big time, because you spend all your money on drugs, you don't have any money. And then if you've got kids, they're destroyed because you can't live, if you're a child, in a home where intoxication is present. You can't. You'll be destroyed emotionally. So we as a society, we don't have the right, we don't have the will, W-I-L-L, to really solve the poverty problem, because we won't solve the drug and alcohol problem by isolating those who are addicted, getting them mandatory help, whether they want it or not. That's how you do it.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.